Sete cheetahs on the loose. There's a thief out on the moose. Underneath our legion view. They have taken Cleopatra.
Hey there, Cosmic Coders, children of the universe, what's going down tonight? I decided to give my husband a break, and because he has been doing a radio show almost every single night this past week, about 2 hours or so, so it's going to be me and you guys, and if any of you think you might want to call in or... Well, I just had that number, and I think my husband just, there it is, 1-888-429-5471, if you just want to feel like you want to call in and share with me some things on your mind, or just to let loose, then that's what we're going to do. Got a lot going on this week. It's been kind of a hectic week for everybody. I know Mercury retrograde's been back with us. And this weather over here in Phoenix is quite a change. We've been cold and rainy today. Not usually like this. Not really used to seeing it like this over here because it's the place where hell spends the summer and kind of the same in the winter too. So it's a red hot white winter. How fortunate for the government that those that they administer don't think, huh? I've said that phrase quite many times because, you've got, so many taxes. We just did our taxes, so sometimes you feel like you're burning money because the end result doesn't offer much to you. And then you got all these omens coming out, like with this last meteorite in Russia, and is it trying to tell us something here? I don't know, but one thing I'd like to say is there's so many open-minded people out there, and if it wasn't for your continuous support and all your motivation or inspiration to keep us motivated, what would we do? One has to be an appropriate receiver of such honorable or approval for an occurrence or specific happening. But I do think that many of you listening tonight have enough potential to raise your vibrations and to use those tools appropriately. Granted the blessings by Mother Nature, and that can help you with so many so many kinds of situations being thrown at you left and right. One thing I want to say is, are you shopping for a psychic? Because your spirit is so much worth more than what some of those psychics can tell you. I'm not saying, I mean, all the world did to Rome, and I'm not saying that their philosophies don't count, but one question, another question is, and this is sort of my pyramid that I like to look at when I'm helping people find their inner self, is your spirit priceless? Spirit as important as your body? Is your mind as fragile as the rest of your body? Would you go and purchase a car without asking questions, or any material item for that matter? Would you go and swallow a medication without a medical prescription? Would you go and offer spirit to someone who knows less than you do? Well, my husband and his commandments, I say your first step is to always screen the person that you're checking. And that goes for any type of person, whether it be your tax CPA, whether it be, anyone that you're dealing with in life for any type of event or cause. You got to always check them out. And for instance, for my husband, you can check him out further. You got his website, www.drcherry.com, and he's got the daily going on up there. He's got only one form of reading means, and the limitation is up to you. Of course, we will always work with you. That's the great thing, is most people say that when they call us, they didn't expect for me and my husband to even pick the phone. Well, we're here, and we live on the cosmic code literally 24/7. But even when we're not here, we're out there, we still share it with you, and you can always call and leave a message. So check out some of our services there. Check my husband's previous and current record of predictions, cosmiccode.drcherry.com, if you are a cosmic coder. And if you're not, check out about wanting to become a cosmic coder, because that is the ultimate platform towards raising your vibrations. You can check my husband's endorsements. You can read what other people say about, and also you can read about what other people say about the certain psychic that you're considering. My husband's got the PVHI, or Phoenix Voyage, website. That's pvhi.info/cosmiccode2010, and he's got a few tests on there from what other people have said about him. And then again, someone who doesn't write cannot teach you anything. My husband is a writing machine, and I always write too. I don't get as much time to write like he does every day, because I'm so busy fulfilling other people's orders and requests, as well as my husband's schedule and taking care of my husband to keep him alive and healthy and beautiful. And then as we move on to number 6 of the pyramid, his predictions. They're all crystallized on radio. You can check him out at his archives, drcherry.com/archives.php. And also his predictions are crystallized on TV. Check out his YouTube page, youtube.com under Dr. Cherry Star. And his predictions are available on famous sites such as the Coast to Coast AM.com. And then again, you've got someone who does not prove his gift usually is worthless. And I'll get into all that in a little bit here. If in any way, shape, or form these rules are broken, believe me, you're not saving yourself time, you're not saving yourself money, and you definitely are taking a serious chance with the spirit. Our services can be a little bit expensive. I understand everyone's suffering from the economy, but I guarantee you, rest assured, that the work that is put into it from my husband and from me is going to help you later on down the line, because we can be your best teachers. In all honesty, I have to add that it's this type of endeavor that is, whenever you don't check all those types of information, when you don't check and you just aimlessly run into it without thinking before you act, it can be detrimental to a well-balanced society. And as much as my husband and I defend and support freedom of expression, you know, we're totally against any form of cults in any way, shape, or form. And I think someone right now on the line, before I jump into all that, I believe Tanya is online, on line one right now. Is there a caller on the airwaves?
Yes.
Well, I don't think so. I'm gonna go on here. So that's what you want. That's what you want to do whenever you're looking for the one and only. So, again, one of the things I have to make clear, because my husband's not a psychic. He doesn't use a crystal ball. He doesn't glare into the crystal ball and just tell you things you want to hear, because that's all assumption. What he's doing is he's using the natural repetitive pattern of history over time, because we all know everything has a pattern. I mean, if you would look at the history over time, like when you watch the news or even when you look at your calendar and you really study that, you'll start to see what I'm talking about. And it's through those multiplex universes and within our galaxies that he can see all that and just gain a reflex, an automatic reflex, and be able to pinpoint what's going to happen, because we're all born with this cosmic code blueprint. And trust me, it is a system that one has to be trained on, because if not, then you're just being, you know, cosmically thinking or thinking in quantum, and that's preset by your natal UCI, which, again, considering the logical actions that at every certain frequency set, which is induced already by our bigger brain out there or our local solar system, from the planetary conditions that you karmically have inherited when you were born, when you first came on to this dense physical world. So this is why it's so crucial for you to find out how you stand under your stars to understand your fate and your cosmic nature. And unless you don't, then you're just going to be like 99.9% of other sleeping masses on this planet. And right now, you know, because the dragon just had its last shift back in August of 2012. Right now, all the people who were born in October and April, they're the target of the dragon. And I know, because I was born in April. I'm an Aries. Also born in May and November are the target of the dragon. And many are going to be forced into a full partnership restructure. And just like this last past week, you've heard about the country star, Mindy McReady, another lost soul, bless her soul. She just passed away, and she was born in November. I'm not saying all the people born in November, October, April, and May are going to be dying, but I'm just trying to make a point that, you know, every being has a personal aim alongside their infinite will. So we may not always tell you, or we may tell you, certain things that you want to hear, but regardless, it's not always going to be how it's stacked up to be, because it's the personal choice that's more powerful. Okay, I'm going to try again. I think there's some callers. I'm willing to take a caller that is trying to get through to me.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who is this?
This is Roger Francisco, calling from Alaska.
Hi, Roger. I remember you.
Oh, my goodness. This is at Foreigner up in the far north in the snow country.
You got me. You finally called and you got me, huh?
I'm November 21st, and I'm inquiring about, I'm looking at Portland, Oregon. I look on my astrocartograph map from Dr. Turi, your husband, and I looked at Sun and Mercury going through there, and I go, no, there, and it's Venus. I know I lived in Seattle, and I felt too lax, so I thought I'd go to Portland, I feel more charged up, maybe I should get a condo there.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what, Roger? There are so many things right now that I could tell you about where to go, where not to go. That's going to be something that I would have to dig into by pulling up your astrocartography chart and, you know, maybe setting some time aside to where either you and my husband can do that personally one-on-one, because I understand that you were born in November. So you're filling...
I'm that quadruple Scorpio, but I'm all excited about some kind of changes going on, so I'm just thrilled about I don't know what.
You face the world as a Taurus, so you're feeling that, you know, you're feeling that energy right now. You want to get up and you want to, you know, go out of your way to prove a point and for yourself, and that's all good, and you got to... You just need to know how to balance the two and not misuse your own subconscious power. If you know that you need to get up and go, then you need to listen to your heart, because that's what the dragon wants you to do. It wants you to make that change. But yes, indeed, I will tell my husband, and he can get on Skype with you and go over those particular positive planet points versus those negative planet points and tell you.
Beautiful. I'm still in total care for my mama, but it's just amazing. I'm just about excited. I'm looking way ahead, maybe 2 to 3 months ahead, but it is such a welcome feeling to hear your voice, and I saw you on a show here, so I thought I'd call right now and say hello anyway.
Well, thank you. You definitely made the night, and I appreciate that. I didn't think I was going to have any callers. I didn't even think very many people would be listening, but it's good news, so surprise. Just me tonight.
Thank you so much for your talent and sharing. Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, Roger, for your continuous support with us.
You got
okay.
it.
Bye-bye. Roger is a really good student of ours. He's a client, and he is learning everything about the Cosmic Code right now, so it's good to welcome him to the Cosmic Code. So I'm trying to basically make my point is, in order to be truly enlightened, one needs to first illuminate themselves with the key, and only you as an individual hold the key. And as we all know, there's in the physical, you've got 6 disciplines of training always for the first 6 disciples. We also have in the spiritual 6 orbs or disciples for this education within our human mankind. And so that rule makes up for the 12 signs of the zodiac. And then again, you've got for every number, there's another product and its opposite. And one thing that makes our methodology so different than any other form out there that you're used to is that everything that we teach is all, which is a byproduct of a much older science. And you've heard my husband probably say that a dozen times. It's coming from the many disappeared civilizations, which all of the past souls that modern science is now rediscovering. The spirit lost over the years. But really, you know, it's always been there. So as we step outside of the box, we explore every possibility beyond those 5 rational senses. So usually, in order to open up your mind, there's so many things that can also prevent your mind from opening up. You know, because the soul isn't blind when convinced of anything in mind. But many people still aimlessly exchange their self for like a certain sacrifice despite everything. Nothing more, nothing less, and they become a stranger to their own self or their own material dragon design, I should say. So, you know, one of the things is because so many people don't take care of themselves properly on a daily basis, and that can be the downfall of your spirit. It's either religion or chemicals. The mind-body decoding system is also systematically declining because you have all these things that are in the water supplies, all the way up to the radiation pollutions. These types of energies are are affecting our reaction and our behaviors in society, along with universal energies that cannot be reached. So, you know, if one has an afflicted planet, though, on or inside of their chart or their identity that's acting with their personal head or tail karmic residue, that's going to stop them from raising their cosmic vibrations just in itself. So, I mean, you want to try to take that bad energy and turn it into good energy. I think I got another caller on the air right now. Caller number two, I'm ready for you.
Are you waiting for me?
I guess so. Who are we talking to?
This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. What's going on? Can I get your date of birth?
A lot of things.
Oh, can I get your
Pardon
date
me?
Of birth first?
2/27/1939.
May 2/1939.
February 27th.
Oh, February 27th, one day after my husband's birthday.
Right.
Well, of course, different years, and you're only half of your age, astrologically speaking. I always say that. So my husband's only going to be 32 when you look at it. he's such a kid. Judy, you've got a lot going on right now. You've got the head of the dragon. In other words, the north node of the moon in the sign of Scorpio, and your tail is in Taurus. Got a question for me?
Yeah. Can you tell me if my daughter's going to make it?
If your daughter's going to make it?
She's just having a lot of problems, and health-wise and financially, and she's losing her home. I just am wondering if she's going to be okay.
And what month was your daughter born?
October.
In October? Well, Judy, you know, right now, I can say for you, and you do know that thoughts transport in time and space, everything that you do, she feels, whether it be, she can feel that in the spirit regardless. You were born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio. So right now, the head of the dragon is on you. It wants you to restructure everything, sort of diapathetically speaking, and rebirth into the laws of the spirit, because you can't have equal balance without, and that is equal balance in the physical without equal balance in the spirit. So everything you do, she's looking at you as her role model. So with Tell and Taurus, having the Tell and Taurus right now, you've got the Tell and Taurus at home. Does your daughter live with you?
No.
Well, everything, when she's over or whatnot, you have the moon in Gemini, and the moon controls your emotions. It makes you so, like, wishy-washy, sort of, like, fast and challenging. Everything has to be sort of on the same page. Now, I don't know your daughter's information because I don't have her chart in front of me, and I don't know how her moon would affect with your moon. But with that being said, and you have she was born in October, so let's see here.
She's October 5th.
Okay, so see, you look a Libra on your ninth house of codification of thought and philosophy. So everything that you do, once again, it's bouncing off and instructing onto her. So I don't know, like, what your beliefs are and how she is, you know, what she's getting from that. But your best bet is to learn everything about astral psychology so she can help herself through astral psychology. I can't tell you. There's no easy answer to sit here and say, yes, your daughter's going to be okay, or no, daughter's not going to be okay. I would honestly strongly suggest you possibly set her up with a reading with my husband on Skype.
Uh-huh.
So he can locate everything in her chart and do sort of like a compatibility of some sort. What I will say is I just pulled a card for your daughter from the Astro Tarot, and it's the Jupiter card. Again, and that reflects back to the ninth house. Traditionally, that of Sagittarius, which is controlled by Jupiter. And that's where you are a Libra at. So it's the man with a crown. Think of that sort of as my husband, as the master or the teacher, and it's an eagle underneath. You are the eagle. So your eagle being the fact that your dragon's head is in Scorpio. So think of that as my husband or myself putting wind under your wings to help you and balance that situation out. That's an excellent card to pull. That's amazing because, like I said, October is where you are in your ninth house. Now, keep in mind that there's three types of scorpionic energy. There's the drag, there's the actual scorpion, there's the eagle, which is most positive, and then there's the lizard. So your best bet is to always think positive, don't feed evil, and fly high like the eagle so you can defeat the rage of the bull, which is your Taurus tail. So I would definitely strongly suggest so your daughter can get some answers because, like I said, there's really no easy answer right now.
Okay. Well, when we are able to do that, maybe I'll...
I'm going to pull one more card.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Check out the website. You can call me once the show is done at 602-265-7667 so I can investigate that more personally because I took your information. So I don't know if there's a question you want to know more about yourself.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything you want to know about yourself in particular?
No. We're just plodding along. Like I'm sure we'll come out fine, but it is a lot of worry. You know, you just go do the best you can do.
That is right. Well, I mean, you got to do the best you can do and be positive and don't feed evil because, like I said, there's so many paid advertisements out there and people say to the public what they're told to say, so not everything gets said. And while there are people who are listening, they're not actually hearing or seeing the hidden message within or reading between the lines. So it's really up to us. It's really up to us to do our homework and to find out the answers of what's missing in our life because no one's going to do it for us.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. It was very nice talking with you.
You're welcome, Judy. I want you to keep listening because I'm going to talk a little further about the cosmically educated and the cosmically uneducated just to give you a little more insight. Thank you for listening tonight.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay, so I wanted to, I just told Judy, I wanted to say that nobody who is cosmically uneducated should ever play with their psyche because it's so fragile. And at the same time, you know, while you need to regenerate your soul, it's kind of like an unqualified person who's trying to, you know, get into the privacy of your superconscious. You know, they maybe accidentally, but they're trying to stimulate their own subconscious forces, whether it be through using stones or, you know, going to see a psychic or just a regular natural healer. That's sort of Neptunian energy. And they don't know about the UCI and the types of solid material for, you know, the soul to strengthen their self with. And therefore, the inner self or the chakra could actually turn against that person. And this is what creates confusion that leads to depression, that leads to serious panic attacks, or even panic attacks, or even, you know, like psychic invasion of some sort. Because, yes, psychic terrorism is very real. And people need to understand the dynamics of our universe in a relationship to the superconscious in our immediate environment to be safe. Otherwise, you know, you're playing with fire. And when I say playing with fire, I mean that because our sun is like the fire, and we need to take back what has been stolen from us. And when I say illuminate yourself with the key, What I'm actually referring to is the actual I, when you spell the word illuminate with I, illuminati, that is used to designate electric current. It's fire in those regimens. So it's really like a falsehood title given ending in the letter I, and it's used for the wrong application of this draconian energy, and it's coming from our father's constellation of Draco, and that's Latin for dragon. And when you combine the math and the symbols for the total set preparation, and you spell it illuminate with an E on the end, that's calculated as the sum of the infinite series. But when you put illuminate with an I and illuminate with an E together, and you understand the duality of both, you get an outcome of IE. And IE is the total for the way that it is. So it may be a little bit hard for you to understand now and to go that far. And I am able to speak the same language as my husband. It could be the reason why we were the chosen ones, I shall say, to deliver this type of information to everybody. Sometimes I wonder if a UFO is just going to come down and take us back up where it belongs, if the world gets any worse than what it already is. I wanted to share something with you guys tonight, too. I don't know how many people've actually read it already. It's in reference to, are you paying too much taxes? Well, and I'm just sort of taking from what my husband said, which I also heard, and I'm sure most of you've heard Mitt Romney back before the election, when he said that 40% of some of the people are too dependent on the government. Well, then that's probably why a lot of the government can take advantage of so many people out there. But then again, they've learned to work the system. Those people, certain percentage, have actually learned to work the system. And I mean, I'll try to make this short and to the point, but this is in one of the things that was sent to us about a lady who appeared in an office. She wanted to lease a new car, and he was reviewing her credit application, and he noticed that she was on Social Security disability. And he said, you know, you don't look like you're disabled and unable to work. She's like, well, I'm really not. I could work if I wanted to, but I make more now than I did when I was working, and I got hurt. So she said that the government sends her $1,500 a month in one check, and she can get $700 a month on food stamps and $800 for rent. 250 free minutes on our phone, that's just south of $3,500 a month. And this is all tax-free, guys. So when she was working, she was taking home about $330 per week. And they say, do the math and ask yourself, why should she go back to work? If you multiply that by millions of people, you should start to realize the root of the problem that we face as a country. And I tell you, I couldn't agree more. I mean, to think that if it could even be possible that the Democrats want, and pretty much they run all the voting, the majority of our voting, they're taking over. To think a president would actually want to be on their side and make half of our population lazy. I mean, that's no life for anybody. They're just looting themselves, you know. It's not real. I mean, who wants to live like that? I know that maybe you can find a way to stop paying too many taxes, but what would we do if we couldn't pay our mortgage or our taxes anymore and years of investments are just accumulated in our house? I mean, and then you got the rest of society like that. I mean, this is just crazy. I think I got another caller. Is there another caller on air?
Yeah, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Is this who I'm thinking it is? Is this Charlotte Rowley? No?
No, this is Charlotte Brown. I'm calling you from the Midwest.
Hey,
and I'm
Charlotte.
A first-time listener.
Really?
Actually,
how are you tonight?
I just found out this morning. I'm good.
You just found out this morning
I had
about...
A couple...
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, I had some questions for you. I just discovered you guys earlier today. Somebody that I follow a lot, Santos Bonacci, he's out of Australia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he liked one of y'all's videos, and so I've spent the day researching your website and watching all the videos, and I'm very fascinated by y'all's approach to astrology. Couple of things. I was wondering what you could tell me about the Dragon Book, and
yes.
Then I also wanted to... on February 26th, I'm going to accept your husband's birthday gift and
okay.
do the $25. And I was wondering what was involved with that. And anyways, I guess if we could start with the Dragon Book, I'd be really fascinated to hear more detail about that.
Most definitely, Charlotte. The Nostradamus Dragon Forecast eBook is on our site for $15. And that has to go hand-in-hand with when the shift of the dragon occurs every 1 to 2 years. You use that and you follow your sign so you'll know how the dragon is affecting you. And the dragon is one of the most vital aspects to our work, especially because we go and we explore to the hidden dragon. And that's the innermost self of the subconscious, something that, you know, a lot of astrologers don't do. And then again, we use our method with respect to that of the vernal equinox. But that's getting a little bit deeper into it, which you can't compare a $700 type Skype session with my husband on as a reading to a $15 ebook. But yes, that particular ebook is a must for people who are just stepping into the basics and want to know a little bit more about the dragon, or in other words, Oriental astrology term, and Oriental astrology and Occidental astrology are the same thing. If you want to take it further, my husband wrote the 525-page book, Power of the Dragon, and in there you can
okay.
learn about all types of people from the past, certain, you know, famous people, serial killers, certain presidents, and their dragon, and you'll notice their pattern of people who were born kind of under the same constellation and how they share the same qualities and traits that go with the moon laws. You were asking me another question about the birthday offer next week.
Yeah. What exactly am I going to have access to and all that?
Well, that's
the newsletter, I'm assuming.
The Cosmic Code is a great way for you to just kind of build your platform and raise your cosmic vibration, because you will be getting all the newsletters that my husband has written. You're talking over 1,000 or more that we've both posted in there, explaining the general situations of the world and why the world is in the state that it's in. You'll see everything, daily news reports about the president, about certain people. You'll get your SOS windows. You'll learn about, you know, when to travel, when not to travel, when to sign contracts, when not sign contracts, according to those moon laws, the Plutonic do's and don'ts. You're getting the daily forecasts and horoscopes. And right now we have over 6,000 people as a family in that site. So we're always on there. You'll travel with us. You'll get to see, you know, certain things about what we do in our lives and where we're headed. It's just a great way to be a part of the Star family and learn more about yourself, and then keep up with the daily bargains that we might have in special offers, so you can help yourself get to the success you want to get to.
Right. I'd love for you to tell me about my birthday too, but before I do, when I plan on purchasing Power, I guess it's the Power of the Dragon is actually the book that I want.
Okay.
Am I going to learn enough to know where I'm at, like where if I'm on the head or the tail of the dragon?
I will be honest with
after
you.
After reading that book?
That is a great book. It will help you learn the undermost parts about the dragon. So then when you take further and you say, well, while you're reading the Cosmic Code, you're going to be getting bits and pieces. You're going to start to be able to put the pieces puzzle together. And then later on, truthfully and honestly, the most suitable way for you to be able to take in our technique and learn and speak our language is to become a student and take the at-home course. You can study in your own time, and you'll be able to read not only Power of the Dragon, but you'll be able to read all of my husband's other books as well, such as I Know All About You. And that particular book is made for the children because it's such an easy book covering each particular sign. Then, of course, there's And God Created the Stars, and that is an awesome book. I love that book, just the way it's set up. I often refer to it daily myself, just to refresh my memory. So those books, and Beyond the Secret isn't a required book for the course, but it is an awesome book if you want to know more about my husband's autobiography, and it has a lot of laws to help explain where he came to in his life to get to this point now. And then you've got 16 CDs, 4 DVDs, and you've got to then take the 150 questionnaire or exam questionnaire. And then it'll be at that point where you will have gained a equal balance of full cosmic consciousness.
Okay.
But I'm going to add. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say my main motivation for embarking on this journey is my children. I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old that I care deeply about. And they lost their father in 2009. And at any rate, I started checking into astrology a few years back, and I found some pretty valid observations. But at any rate, your husband and you and this cosmic code thing has me utterly fascinated, as well as the Power of the Dragon. I think there's something. But you were gonna add something to the home study course, the Power of the Dragon,
yeah.
The books that I get with that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say later on that after you graduated and you sent in and we sent you your certificate and whatnot, once we have our hopefully up and live running course online to where we'll teach, you can watch or however we decide to do it from the comfort of your own home. But you'll see my husband doing this for. It would honestly take about a full week, 8 hours a day, for you to see the visuals and to actually see his approach and see how he's putting it all together as a whole. And then you would learn the Astro Tarot as well that we do, because there's over 85 different ways to read a chart, but there's only one most accurate way that we do it. When you think about the major arcana and the 12 cards, 22, 24 max, because there's 24 hours in a day, or you think of the significance of 12, the 12 months of the year, the 12 on the clock, the 12 music notes, you see the pattern there, and why every character is significant in our flow or our daily ongoing of life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, so can I give you my birthday?
You can.
And if possible, my daughters, I don't know if you can help me and figure anything out with that, but my birthday is January 3rd, 1968.
January 3rd, 1968.
Yeah, I was born at 417 Santa Clara, California.
Okay, right now... You've got the same stars like my husband. You've got your head of the dragon in the sign of Aries, and you've got your tail in the sign of Libra. And your head in the sign of Aries, that's just like my husband. Sometimes you guys can be a little bit impatient. you can jump into things foot first without actually, you know, sitting down and thinking about it because you're so fast. You're so competitive. And you're ready to get out there. But keep in mind that having the tell in Libra, you know, that can make you, you know, sometimes sort of get taken advantage of when it comes to certain contracts, because Libra rules contracts. Libra is the law. So, again, one of your main lessons is to learn the law in this life. And I don't, once again, like I tell everybody, you've got to learn the spiritual laws, not just the physical laws, but the spiritual laws in order for you to have success, because you've got to tell the dragon right there on your 10 paths of careers and public standing. And while your head of the dragon in Aries is at home, born to be a leader of the mind. So this would be a great opportunity for you to take the course, say, at home and also learn from the basis of your home in order to sort of, I don't like to say tear everything down and start over again, but you're an engineer of the zodiac. Your sun sign is Capricorn. So you're very, you are, how do I say, normally they say that the goat is a symbol of evil, or they think of my husband as the devil or whatnot for what he does. And of course we know that that's not true. So Capricorn is just another way of climbing to the top, struggling and trying to find your way to the top. You will not give up. You'll always get there regardless of what you have to go through, sort of getting out of your way to make a point.
It was interesting. I did that 22 Arcana major spread. What I copied what y'all had done online, and my very first card was the devil in my first house, and then I went around. But I was very pleased with the way the whole thing ended up, and
yeah,
but I've been definitely going through some trials.
Oh, yeah, you need to learn to be a little bit, you know, objective and perceive the big scheme of things, that's for sure. But, you know, once you're able to master everything, you know, all your witchcraft residue and whatnot, you'll be able to use that fishtail and, you know, you'll swim a lot faster than what you've been doing lately. Because sometimes, because you're an earth sign, so sometimes those earthy signs, they fail to understand what is, you know, just because it's not being able to be seen or touched. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So, you know,
Can I tell you something strange that happened to me? I delved into the occult and the esoteric after a near-death experience in April of 2006. And then I became seriously injured and right after that. That altered the course of my life. Anyways, I decided to try something. Basically, it's a hexagon, and I just ran across it on the internet. My gut said, you know what, that looks like it'll work. And I have never tried to practice magic in any capacity whatsoever. Long story short, I put a time limit on a certain amount of money that I wanted, and I ended up with double of the amount of money that I wanted. I ended up with like $14,000. When I only asked for 6 to 8, but it took twice as long as what I requested. I'd forgotten that I had set this little thing up. It's a little diagram, and I put a little piece of DNA of myself in it, and then some special rocks that are special to me. And I ran across it like 2 days ago, and I was like, I forgot that this worked, and this is how I got this money. And it was just money that came into my life that... it was just an utter blessing. It wasn't due to anybody's death or anything like that. But anyway, so I got all motivated yesterday. Before I found y'all, I sat down and I rewrote again. When I first made the request for the money, I was very certain to be requesting things like love, forgiveness, harmony. The most important thing in my life is my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not the most important thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So I found the two notes. One was about requesting and thanking for, like, you know, the wonderful, supportive and loving relationships that I have, even though we've gone through great death and trauma. We've lost a few people in our lives. And then the request for the money. So I did it again, but this time I ended up writing practically a novel. I felt funny about it, but I set it all up just like I did last time, and then I found you guys today.
Well, let me tell you, you are very magnetic, and you know, you'll take chances on anything. But you got to keep in mind, you don't want to mess with things that you have no experience in. In other words, you know, like the hexagon you were telling me about, because that's playing with forces that you're not trained on. And you have Neptune in Scorpio right on your 11th house of wishes. and friends and benefactors. And right now the head of the dragon is there. So that's probably why you had such good luck. But again, Neptune's very tricky, and its usive powers can drag you down. So, you know, you want to be able to keep everything in a smooth, even order. And the good news is there's no accident. You've landed on us. So my husband can definitely teach you the right way to go and how to use those laws appropriately as far as dealing, you know, with the right types of stones, with the right type of crystals, or any of that type of, like, occult material or metaphysical material. But you do have, you mentioned about your love area, you have the tail of the dragon right now that's kind of on your fifth house of love and relationships. But again,
yeah,
you have
not doing
Venus,
so great there.
But you have Venus in Sagittarius on your 12th house of subconscious. So Venus is a very loving sign, and Sagittarius, you know, a very wild type of rough nature. So, you know, he could definitely help you to put all that in order and know which way to go and who you're supposed
right.
to attract
to my...
and who you're not supposed to attract.
I'm not supposed to attract what?
Like who you're supposed to attract and, you know, the laws of attraction and when you're supposed to go out.
Oh,
and
yeah, that was
people.
The other thing your husband nailed in the very short presentation that he had on the Internet about the type of person that people would attract. I went, looked it up, and those the man that I married that died and then the man that they both fit the exact description of the what your husband had set up in the short video that was on the Internet. It just blew me away.
Well, you're
like,
definitely
wow.
attracted to knowledge or, you know, education, people who are involved in the teaching or traveling position, someone with a great philosophical-oriented soul, because that's what Sagittarius is all about. So anyone that you're probably going to run into is probably going to be someone from your past. They could have been, you know, anyone in a past life, whether it be a best friend, a brother, a sister, coming back as a male in midlife to help you to go forward to advance your soul, and that's in highly spiritual and religious material. That's what you want to aim for, and you've definitely landed on the right
people.
Yeah,
there's no doubt my life's been structured to allow for that. I became crippled, and I got a sacroiliac joint injury where I lost ligament and tendons, and that's a very important joint in the human body. It supports the upper body and the lower body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like I get chronic hip pain, back pain, sacroiliac pain, joint pain, blah, blah, blah.
I have to tell you this. You got to slow down a little bit in everything that you do. Being a January soul, you were born, January rules the bones and things like that. So don't want to be too fast. Again, Aries head. So Aries rules speed. It's, you know, it's like that Mars energy.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to slow down there, and you've got Mars in Aquarius, so on your second house of money and self-esteem. So, yeah, but definitely I would recommend to call the number. I don't know if you have our number, and I'm going to give it out to everybody who's listening, 602-265.
Yeah, give me a second. I walked away from my notepad and my pen. Yeah, the money that I did was able to come across, I had to use it on my children. But this is something that I'm going to save for, and I think the universe will provide. Okay, I'm ready for the number.
Okay, it's 602-265-7667. 602-265-7667. And all the rest of the people out there listening tonight, if you feel that you need some help, some guidance, I'm telling you, you've definitely landed on the right people. Dr. Cherry is accurate on everything, and it's amazing. I'm not just saying that because I'm his wife. I'm saying that because it has affected me too before I met him. Everything that occurred in my life was magical, and sometimes I still scratch my head because he is my magic, and he's yours too if you let him help you.
Well, I'm definitely going to purchase The Power of the Dragon and get reading on that, and I will proceed forward with hopefully, I did read about the home technique, what's it called again, the home study, basically?
The Astropsychology Home Course. I mean, this will be really good for you because your moon sign is in an Aquarius, so you're very independent, open-minded, and sociable. You have so many variety of interests. Like me, I have the same moon sign in Aquarius, and so you're really drawn to those friends or group organizations that hold psychic or astrology type of powers, that metaphysical world. So it'll be really good for you. What you're striving
for. Yeah, you know, ironically, up until my injury, I wasn't. I was operating on autopilot. I was along with the sheeple, the herd, if you will. I was going with the unconscious. And I believe that the injury, the near-death experience and the injury woke me up from my consciousness. And so even though I'm injured, et cetera, it's been a great blessing for my spiritual growth, even though it's been humbling and you know, it's fine. You know, it's been challenging in other ways. It's actually been a blessing. Everything's a mixed bag.
Yes.
But I've been privileged to have the time to slow down and look at these things that I never looked at before. And I'm just so much happier in life, even though I can't run anymore and I can't sit and, you know, things like that. But
well, you need to definitely get on Kabbalistic. I believe it's the universal blood transfusion, and that is something, because my husband had cancer, you know, all of you know that Dr. Cherry had cancer, and he beat it, and he was up, you know, on the roof, and he was building things, and I just couldn't believe it. So I never believe in there's no getting back. I always try to think positive and find a way out of any type of bad or negative situation. And I think anyone can be helped if they put their mind to it.
Is that 90-minute tape?
Yes. I want to say that everybody, you betcha, if any of you guys out there decide to get a reading of some sort, whether it be on Skype or whether it be a full-life reading, my husband will definitely go the extra mile and provide a 90-minute astrotherapy, hypnotherapy tape to help recarve your subconscious, your time and space, and that is working to help you not negatively become influenced by, you know, bad things in your superconscious, so in other words, your immediate environment. And it doesn't matter if you fall asleep. Go ahead. What was that?
Yeah, during my near-death experience, I had this profound sense that there was nothing in this universe or in creation that could harm me because I, you know, but the more that I looked at the occult, I realized that I'm actually susceptible or one of the weaker signs for something to leech onto me or something. But during my near-death experience, I had such a profound sense of command, for lack of a better word, and backing.
You're Piscean in your mentality process. So being, you know, Piscean is very elusive, it's artistic, it rules the feet. But, you know, that can make you, that's where all the music and all the believer, dreamy type of signs come from. So test your will and test your intuition. And your dreams do play a significant role as well in things that go on in your life. But then again, you know, the option to build your own cosmic consciousness and learn all about the stars and spirituality, your own creativity, that will help you find the intangible. It's going to enrich you and be very rewarding. So, yeah.
Well,
you want to look.
And the whole motivation here is to help be a better parent. I mean, I've been very self-centered and focused on myself and all of this. Mm-hmm. But I want to have the knowledge and the wisdom to make sure that I'm guiding my children the best I can. I've only got a few years left with them before they go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're going to do that. You know, I always say the most important thing is to teach your kids while they're little because, you know, that's where it all starts is in the home when they're children. But some of us can't, you know, you can't make it until they reach a certain age, they get older, it's like too late, you feel, but it's really not too late. I think that if you do this and take this step, it's going to rub off on them and they're going to see how much it's improving your life and they'll want to also be a part of that. I hate to cut you off,
so.
Charlotte, but it's...
No, I must thank you for your time. Thank you
You're
so much.
You're welcome.
And it's Tirana, is that right? I'm so sorry.
Tirania.
Yeah. All right, Tirania. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
A pleasure talking to you, Charlotte, and you can keep up with us. Again, you know the drill, guys, drturi.com. And if you want to email my husband, that's turitrue@gmail.com. That's turitrue@gmail.com. And then anything, my email, terraniapromodir@gmail.com. That's terraniapromodir@gmail.com. And we'll be more than happy to assist you in any way possible. And I think that's I'm going to have to, because the hour just went just like that. I cannot believe it. I had so much more to talk about, guys. But I guess next week we'll be here before I know it once again. So on that note, I want to say it's been cool ride tonight. And remember, it's our choice how we decide to put the information out there, everyone, however you want to spread the word. But then again, unless you know and illuminate yourself with the real wisdom, it's not going to really get you very far. So everyone, thank you. And peace, love, and light to everyone. Goodbye.